We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
067 The Fan. Busy day in the District of Columbia. Celebrating a big Caps win last night. Reacting to everything happening at the NFL annual meeting. Lot going on, man. Lot going on. Some very active Twitter accounts today that we're trying to monitor that as well. We're going to be joined by Neil Greenberg in moments. Can you just pot him up? I need you to come log in. Sorry, Jeffrey. Greenberg, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
I'm going to start. I don't know. Do you want me to count chickens or do you want me to wait?
No, let's count.
Okay. Greenberg told us on this here program last week, and he texted me because he knows I need the reminder because I'm an idiot.
You said it.
I don't deny that. He texted me two bets that FanDuel was offering. If two Final Four teams.
Final Four teams, yeah.
Take us through it, Greenberg, and give us our percentages because we might get there.
Yeah, so there was a prop bet that there would be two number one. How many number one seeds would be in the Final Four? And I texted you that the two number one seeds and the three number one seeds, which I think was plus nine something, both had value, and I bet them pretty quickly. So it was 210 for the Final Four, two number ones, and then plus 950. For three number ones. And so far, it looks like, based on a lot of projections out there, that both of those are really good value now. And it's been a pretty chalky tournament so far. So I'm liking how that looks.
Yeah, me too, man. I mean, the fact that all four are there and we need two of them to win two more games, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of exciting.
Yeah, it's we're in a good spot. I mean, yeah. It's better than having no Final Fours ready to advance. So, yeah, things are looking good. My bracket, on the other hand, is an absolute tire fire wrapped in a clown shoe. But I never would have been.
You liked Auburn, didn't you?
I did like Auburn, yeah. And I never would have done well in a chalky bracket anyway because it's just tough to win that way. But, yeah, I mean, so far there's been a lot of chalk, and let's see what happens in the next couple of rounds.
Yeah, for sure. Was it a little disappointing, the lack of upsets or the lack of high seeds at least getting into the Sweet 16?
I think so. I think that's really what makes it exciting. You know, you look over at the women's side, and only one underdog won out of the first two rounds. But, yeah, I mean, you always want to have, like, the Loyolas, the Chicagos of the world get in, you know, at least one double-digit seed to make it interesting, or a couple more. And right now, you know, NC State is kind of carrying the freight there, coming in from the ACC tournament, kind of showing that maybe that wasn't all a fluke. They're going to have a tough matchup against Marquette. But, I personally like it. It just made, you know, it's kind of boring when all the top seeds are moving forward, and this is the chalkiest Sweet 16 since 2019 when all the number one and number two seeds advanced.
Yeah. I think that's what TV would want, though, right? This is – you're talking about is not that way when gambling is happening, right?
Yeah, I mean, the chalk winning is not good for the odds makers. It's probably great for TV, though, because, you know, you have the really good schools advancing. And, you know, you have the big market teams, right, like Duke, UConn, you know, Purdue was one of the better teams, obviously. You have North Carolina, you know, all these blue bloods coming in. So my guess is from a TV standpoint, that's really good news.
All right, let's switch to football. I just got back from Orlando NFL annual meeting. Obviously, some rule changes here. I'm curious what you think on the swivel hip drop banning and then the kickoffs. I mean, those are the two big ones. What do you make of it?
Yeah, the hip tackle stuff doesn't really do much for me, but the change in the kickoff rules are very exciting. And I don't think the odds makers or the sportsbooks are going to be quick enough early to compensate for that. So I'll be looking for a lot of overs early on in the season because I think we're going to see a lot better field position on the kickoffs. And even going from, like, your own 25 to your own 35 is a huge spike. And if you happen to get it on your own 40, you know, that's more than double the scoring rate of what you see, like, at your own 25 and 30. So I think it could be a significant impact. I think it'll make the kickoffs a lot more exciting. I'm very interested to see what happens there.
Well, I mean, I looked at it in the XFL when they were doing the kickoff like that, and it's not a lot of them being broken.
No, it's more the field position, right? It's more of where are teams going to start. I'm not necessarily thinking that there's going to be more touchdown returns.
That's what I'm saying. It's
happen.
Like the returns, like you don't start until the guy actually catches the football.
Right, right.
But you got a lot of people with no momentum going.
Yeah, but that's also the XFL. I think it's going to be a scoring improvement. And with betting purposes, you just need to be directionally right. Like, I don't need to know that a team's going to score 60 points if the over-under is 50. I just need to know that they're going to score 51 or more, right? So, like, I think from a betting standpoint, being directionally right on the over is going to lead to a profitable early part. Just like last year when I was betting the yes run first innings at plus money, it didn't really matter, like, how many runs. It just with the changes and the bases and the changes on the pitching side and the stolen bases and everything, I just knew there'd be more runs scored. So I knew if I made enough bets, I'd be directionally right on most of them, and I'd be able to be profitable.
Okay. I am confident you were paying attention to Dan Quinn and Adam Peters talking. What did you make of it? And do you think they are more locked in on a QB than they're leading us to believe, or do you buy that they're going through their process before they make any sort of determination?
Oh, I'm almost convinced they have a guy, and I think what's great is not what they're saying, but what other people are saying, because there was one segment out there where two people within minutes of each other gave two different choices that they were locked in on. So that to me tells me that Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are playing this perfectly. You know, we talked about this early on the show. I don't believe nothing. I don't believe what my wife says. I don't believe what you guys say. Like, I don't believe nothing at this time of year, because everyone has an angle, and it does you no good to have other people know who you're taking, because you lose any value, any trade value. So everything's a red herring. Everything's misdirection. I do believe that the Commanders have a person in mind. That's just my gut feeling. But again, I think they're playing it perfectly with so many outlets and so many quote-unquote plugged-in insiders, you know, saying that they have a beat on what's happening and everyone is giving a different name.
Yeah, and because, like, you hear, like, I just – what was the funny thing this morning on the mock draft? That, oh, the Minnesota Vikings are going to trade for Kyler Murray and draft, and then the Arizona Cardinals are going to get McCarthy. They mock draft that.
Yeah, that's for clicks, right? I mean, you know,
exactly.
Because no one knows anything, you have to invent stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of misleading headlines out there. Here's what Washington, what one person says Washington's going to do. And, you know, it's just his speculation there'll be a trade. And, you know, again, nobody knows nothing until it happens. As we get closer to draft, I'm sure more plugged-in insiders will know. But even like we saw a couple years ago with, you know, Woj in the NBA, you know, he tweeted what the first three picks were going to be in the NBA and then had to walk that back later and even moved the betting markets quite significantly. So, you know, again, draft time, no one knows anything, no one's saying anything, don't believe anything, just we're all just going to have to wait and see.
So let me ask you this part. Because you brought up the betting markets there. The betting markets did have a significant shift in J.J. McCarthy, who was like 15-1 and is now plus 275. So almost 3-1.
Mm-hmm. To go second?
To go second. I'm looking at DraftKings right now, yeah.
Okay.
But Jaden Daniels is still minus 125. And so it's like, all right, well, do we have to make so much out of this movement for McCarthy? Or do we still just look at what is a fairly significant favorite? And I think what really gets confused, and I wonder if you know this, Greenberg, and maybe you don't, but what's the most you could put on these things? 25 bucks?
Depends
50
on the
bucks?
Person. I mean, I found out this morning I can only put $5 on a strikeout prop in MLB.
Yeah, but that's you so really and all your craziness. Like an average person.
They're now starting to look closely at that type of thing.
Right. Yeah. Like
because the guy in basketball right now with the Raptors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can probably, I don't know, 50, 100 bucks, I think.
Okay.
Maybe more depending on how much you lose. But again, I mean, you're... You know, you're making educated guesses, right? And that's really all this is. And, you know, I think you almost have to spread your bets a little bit unless you're just willing to take a flyer. Because, like I said, nobody knows anything. If they trade out of the pick, that's going to probably be, you know, a whole different scenario. So it's tough. It's tough to bet in those markets because they're so information-driven. And, you know, over the years, we've gotten less and less information. The teams have actually gotten better at camouflaging, you know, what they're going to do. That's not a market for me personally, but, you know, if you are going to go look to try to get that market, you need to be really good at reading in between the lines to get any sort of value. Mm.
The betting on the draft, I think, at this point is kind of crazy, but if you – get a little bit closer, it kind of starts to matter.
Yeah, but the odds are going to reflect that too, right?
Right.
All information is more information. So the markets will definitely move. You have to anticipate. You have to be plugged in or at least be able to eliminate choices. I think that's probably the best thing you can do in a lot of these markets, especially with team-specific draft choices, is at the very least be able to eliminate choices because then you're at least tilting the edge in your favor. It's not a big edge to begin with, but any edge is an edge.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with your premise that they probably have a guy, but I do think they're so process-driven that they have an idea who they want, obviously. But I think they're going to go through the end and every exercise before they make a determination. And
oh,
I think
I
it'd
agree.
Be silly
this
not
is,
to.
You know, remember, they're all together for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes a lot of sense to go through the process with every single person. One, it conceals who you really like. And two, you know, just like on the practice field, like they need reps. Like they need reps as an organization, right? They need to see how everything fits in, what the communication is going to be like, what type of information are we going to get, who's going to give us that information. I mean, like, there's a learning curve for the front office and ownership and coaching and everything because they're all first-timers together. So, absolutely, I love to see them, you know, meeting with people, getting the owner involved. You know, I may be in the minority on that, but, again, I mean, first-time owner.
No, I'm with you on that one.
First-time GM, first-time coach for this organization, you know, there's a lot of things that you don't know about each other, and the only way you're going to learn it is by going through the motions.
All right. Talking with Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post, I want to make time for the Washington Capitals, who are hot. And
what an amazing story.
Seriously, Lanfield looked it up earlier. They have a 65% chance now of making the playoffs.
Yeah, last night was the biggest game of their season, and they pulled it out. You know, look, I don't think it's a coincidence that as Ovechkin got hot, the team started going in the right direction.
Totally.
I mean, you know, it's I'm not breaking any news there. Ovechkin got very unlucky early in the season.
To your credit,
whether he was unlucky or not,
you said it was bad puck luck.
In doubt. But now everything's, you know, back not back to normal, but everything's working. And like I said, if Ovechkin is doing well, you know, the team is going to do well, and it came at the perfect time. You know, I don't know how deep they're going to make the playoff run, but, you know, you got to give everybody in that organization credit for keeping it together enough that they were even in a position to get here. And then, as I said, once Ovechkin turned the corner, you know, everything started to go their way.
Well, it's kind of interesting, dude. If you remember last year, which was obviously a disappointment, before Ovi's father passed, they were red hot. When was that, January? Like, didn't they almost go the whole month undefeated? And then Ovi's father passed, and he understandably had to go back to Russia and take his time. And that's when it kind of – you don't want to oversimplify hockey too much, but as Ovi goes, they kind of tend to go.
Yeah, I mean, he plays, you know, almost 20 minutes a night. He's the best scorer in the game. He's irreplaceable. He's even irreplaceable as a decoy, right? Like, even if he wasn't at his best, if he is on the ice, if he is in his office on the power play, you have to account for that. And, you know, not having him or not having him at, you know, his best, you know, is certainly an issue. But like you said, I mean, you know, if he has a runny nose, the whole team catches a cold. And, you know, I think that, again, it's a testament to the coaching staff and the rest of the roster being able to keep it together, right? Dylan Strome playing well, Connor McMichael, et cetera. But then once you get Ovechkin back on track, you know, we see what happens.
Yeah, they seem to be getting the young guys are getting a little experience there, too, which is a big help for them.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that was probably more important going into the season than anything else. You know, how do these, you know, young guys, you know, who of the young guys are you able to count on, and what, you know, what's their future with the organization? Because, you know, again, we talked about this, that the outlook for Washington wasn't optimistic. You know, no one really expected them to be a playoff team or a contender. So it was really about, first and foremost, the chase for Gretzky. But then also, which of these young guys are you going to be able to build around with, you know, Wilson once the Ovechkin era is over? There's a lot of bright spots there. So I think it's been a really solid season for the organization with, you know, the cherry on top being in the playoff chase.
Do you think Carberry should be Coach of the Year considerations? Because I've seen that from, you know.
I mean,
some...
he's got to be in the conversation. You know, it's tough when there are some 100-point teams out there and teams that have, you know, pretty much gone wire to wire playing well, but he should absolutely be one of the finalists. I mean, that's for sure. And you know, we've seen how valuable Ovechkin is. Not that he's going to be an MVP candidate, but you know, just again being able to keep everything together until he got right should certainly reflect very well on the coaching staff.
Absolutely. So we started the segment by counting chickens, and now we're going to finish the segment by counting chickens. 65% chance of getting in. They got 11 games left. They got one more game than the Red Wings. Catching the Flyers is also a possibility. How real do you think it is? What do you think of them catching the Flyers? And then you may know this. If they get to that third spot in the Metro instead of the last wild card, how does that change potential first-round opponents?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to mix things up a little bit. Depends on where the other dominoes fall. But obviously, higher seeds are better. The NHL playoff format in general, I dislike because of how it's geared towards the, you know, the rivalry type stuff. But yeah, I mean, I think they could, they if they don't catch Flyers, it's going to be very close because right now the Flyers will probably have like 93 points and Washington may have 92. So it's not going to take a lot to move into that spot. You know, we'll just have to wait and see, but I think, you know, the higher they go, the better their outlook, at least to get out of the first round. And honestly, if they win a first round of the playoffs, I think that that is an absolute huge win for the organization, considering where they were and what they ended with. That would be spectacular.
Yeah, who knows? Just getting there, I think, is pretty damn cool and has me excited, because at least we know we get four games of playoff hockey, which is just so edge of your seat fun. And
yeah, hockey playoffs are the best.
Absolute best.
Greenberg, we're about to do this, the four of us on the show. What do you think is the best Sweet 16 matchup?
The best Sweet 16 matchup. I mean, I'm partial to San Diego State.
Yep.
I'm actually looking forward to North Carolina, Alabama. I have the over in that game. I think it's going to go way over. I think there's going to be a lot of scoring. Both those teams play at a very high tempo. Both are very efficient. I think North Carolina, Alabama could be one of the funnest games of the Sweet 16, because I expect a very high score.
That one could get nuts. If you got any winners, make sure you text your boy, all right?
Yeah, over. I went up the ladder on the over for the Alabama-North Carolina game.
Oh, like so an alt?
Any overs I found, I took a little piece of.
Oh, Greenberg's always looking for the juicy odds. I just want simple winners. But if we get three ones into the Final Four, Yahtzee. Thank you, Neil. Appreciate you, buddy.
Well, fingers crossed.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, man.
All right, that's our guy, Neil Greenberg. You can follow him on X at N Greenberg. When we come back, trying to figure out what the best Sweet 16 matchup is as the games get started mañana.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Say goodbye to busted brackets, because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Listen, I think when you start looking at it, you hear Greenberg just talking about he think Alabama, UNC is going to go over. $5 bet on that may do some good for you. That's $200 back to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. FanDuel Sportsbook is official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old or present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Be honest, Landfill, this is Bon Jovi, right? Wasn't expecting Bon Jovi right here, but I'm not mad about it. Yo, let me hear the chorus. It's my life, it's now or never. All right, Jeff, I'm going to make a determination that I think you're going to agree with. You can't play this one in the club.
Yeah, not at all.
I want you to listen to your daughter, though.
Which one?
Stop singing.
All right, I want to go around the room and pick our favorite March Madness game, or and Sweet 16 game? Because they are some bangers now, dude. Like, these, as much as it's kind of a bummer that all the number one seeds got, that basically all the chalk got through, these are heavy-duty games. Like, Houston-Duke is a heavy-duty game.
It is.
Because he's oddly standing there. I'll let Drab lead us off, and I bet I know his guess. Throw a mic on. Drabby, what's your favorite Sweet 16 game?
My favorite Sweet 16 game? That's going to be Friday night, 7:30, Purdue-Gonzaga.
Come on, let's go. It was going to be Purdue-Gonzaga. That's an awesome game.
And who
game.
Are you taking?
Gonzaga. We're going to shock the world.
I mean, you were standing there. I knew you were going to say that, and yeah, I wanted one person to pick that game. Be looking at all the games. What's your favorite of the Sweet 16 games? Purdue-Gonzaga makes me nervous because I picked Purdue to win it all,
mm-hmm.
and Gonzaga's looked really damn good.
Well, I hope they look real good this week. I don't like your Purdue's, but anyway.
The Purdue's.
I don't know, man. Let me get back to it. Here we go. I'm looking at all these. I just want to see it. I think I'm looking for the NC State Marquette game.
Just see if NC State can keep it going.
I want to see if Big Man can keep going.
He is, if they can win that one and get to the Elite Eight, he becomes, like, I'd say he's already kind of like the kind of folk hero of the tournament.
The way his whole demeanor is and how he has fun, you know, as the game is going on, he's entertaining the crowd. He's talking with them, having fun. I love that. Some guys get a little too stiff. He's not stiff at all.
I agree. He's smiling all the time. Mm-hmm. Big Burns is absolutely a cool story. I think for me, Carolina-Alabama, that's tomorrow night. One, that's going to keep me up way too late because it's supposed to tip at 9:40, which means it probably won't tip till 10. But whatever, I'll persevere. Don't cry for me, Argentina. That game should just be a straight-up track meet, mm-hmm. you know? And this is going to be a little bias now. I don't know. But I think Houston-Duke, which is the late game Friday night,
mm-hmm.
is such a contrast in styles. Houston plays football. Houston is physical,
mm-hmm.
right? And Duke, Filipowski is 7 feet tall and got injured by a 5 foot tall girl from Wake Forest. Like, to me, that dude doesn't show a lot of toughness, and it's going to be fascinating to see. I'll admit, if I'm wrong and he's got that dog in him, Houston's got dogs, dude. And I just think that could be a really good game. Illinois-Iowa State could be really good. That's kind of off the radar. I think Illinois is the team that could actually beat UConn, if anybody can. Jeff, is there one game you're really looking forward to out of the Sweet 16?
B took mine with NC State and Marquette. You know I got to root for the fat boy. You know, he doing his thing. I'm backing him all the way. He putting on for all the big brothers.
So, I mean, in a lot of ways, is that dude kind of your hero that was clearly a very good athlete and then maybe put a couple extra on?
For sure, man. Every guy that's, you know.
Myself, I got a little extra.
I call us unconventionally athletic. You know,
we all used to till B got set up with Dr. Riggleman and is just shedding weight like a dog loses hair.
Yeah, man. I think that's why he's growing the mustache back, because I think he's about to re-enlist in the NFL. I think. Yeah,
no,
right.
I don't think you enlist.
No, you don't re-enlist. You just, if you're good, you're good. You're not, you're not.
Landini, you good, what about bro? You? You got a favorite game?
Yeah, I would go with NC State Marquette too. It's just the chance for the lowest seed. You know, they're definitely kind of the fish out of water here. They are the team that shouldn't be there. I'd like to see them keep going.
That game is Friday at 7 o'clock. I wonder if that's kind of the big national game Friday night, because Marquette isn't like a blue blood brand name, but they're a big enough brand name. NC State, I mean, you got the only upset there. Yeah, that's the first game Friday night on CBS, so that'll probably have pretty big ratings. The first game tomorrow night, I think, is on TBS. No, okay, so the first game tomorrow night is Clemson-Arizona, a game none of us mentioned. Arizona looks good. Clemson has looked really good. Beating Baylor was impressive. Clemson, Arizona is tomorrow night at 7.
That wasn't impressive. Nobody even heard of them before, you know, 10 years ago.
I think both of y'all
13
crazy.
Years ago.
Y'all still crazy.
13 years ago. Clemson, Arizona starts us tomorrow night. Then you get Carolina, Bama, which should be a straight track meet. Illinois, Iowa State tips at 10:10. And UConn, San Diego State tips at 7:40. Brian, if we're going to watch all the basketball, we gotta really control ourselves at Rudy's during the day. Or we're going to need a nap.
Why?
If we have a few to celebrate
you
America's pastime, and then basketball's on till 1 in the morning, that's a marathon, baby.
You won't be there till 1.
No, but I want to be awake and alert and watching sports. I mean, listen, CK, if you're listening, the good people at Rudy's, my only demands for tomorrow, undemand requests, I need a hot dog and a cold beer around the first pitch of the Nats game. And the first pitch is at 4, right? What time's the game start tomorrow? 4? So we're on the air the whole time. All right, maybe I need a cold beer and a hot dog around 1 o'clock. 1:30, end of the show. I can't wait to watch these hoops tomorrow. Also, I don't say this very frequently, but the NCAA, I believe, actually is making a smart move. You've got all these – what's my man in the NBA's name that just got popped? Porter? Porter?
Porter, yeah.
And it's the prop bets that these guys can control.
Mm-hmm.
Those are easy to control. All right, Vegas.
And he decided not to play in games where he damn sure couldn't score those 4 points.
Oh, I'm ill. My stomach hurts. What is the NCAA going to do about this? Where guys, some are getting paid, but not all of them, and certainly not nearly as much as the pros. I think they actually have a smart idea. We will explain that when we return. Before we go, I got to tell you about ESPN Bet. ESPN Bet is now live in the DMV. As the official sportsbook of ESPN, ESPN Bet is the only place to find daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Find all your favorite markets and bets like in-game wagering, cross-sport parlays, teasers, and all the props you can handle. That's ESPN Bet. Download today. What a play. Must be 21 plus and present within the state of Maryland or Virginia to participate. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. All right, Jaden Daniels' pro day today down at LSU. Following the pro day, he has meetings scheduled with the New England Patriots, the New York Giants, the Minnesota Vikings, the Denver Broncos, the Las Vegas Raiders, and your Washington Commanders.
Yep.
I'm telling you, in this process, I continue to think, watch the Raiders, because the Raiders want Daniels. They're not really hiding it, but if they don't think they can get him, they're probably not moving up. And if they don't think they can get him, it's because Washington's not moving out.
Hmm.
The NCAA, Brian, I just wanted to bring this up real quick, is asking the books to stop setting player prop bets for college sports.
Hmm.
That's actually smart.
It's smart, but will the books do it?
I don't know. And if that's just all, the only people they can ask are the regulated books. That doesn't mean the unregulated ones won't do it. But I think that's actually smart. All right, back to the quarterbacks here. The Giants are a key player in all of this. They have the 6th pick. They do owe Daniel Jones a bunch of money for this year, but then they're out of it. What are the Giants going to do? ESPN Giants reporter Jordan Renan on SportsCenter.
What we do know is that they've been very adamant about that Daniel Jones is going to be their starter to start the season. Drew Lock will be his backup. But that doesn't mean the Giants are necessarily not going to take a quarterback. They're looking for quarterbacks. They've already seen Caleb Williams pro day out in USC. Joe Shane was there. They've had J.J. McCarthy. They've had Drake May in for visits. So the Giants are clearly looking, and they own the number 6 pick in this draft. Now, John Mara did say, even though that Daniel Jones, they expect him to be the starter, when he said, if you draft a quarterback, does that mean this is the end of Daniel Jones? And he said, no, why does that have to be the case? Let them compete let the best man win. That includes if they potentially take a quarterback with the sixth pick. Now, one thing Mara also said that really caught my attention, he said the Giants front office told them this is the best quarterback group they've seen in a long time. Now, when a coach says that, and you have a team that's potentially quarterback needy, it really opens some eyes. But the other question you have to think is, are one of these top quarterbacks actually going to be there when the Giants pick at six? Or, as Mike Reese said earlier, and we heard Robert Kraft, do they potentially have to move up to one of those earlier spots to get him?
That would be really interesting.
So you've got the owner, John Mara, on the record telling reporters he believes this is the best quarterback class in a long time. They owe Daniel Jones $40 million for this year.
Uh-huh.
Which, honestly, crazily, for quarterbacks, isn't all that much. I mean, it's not even top 10.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time believing they really think Daniel Jones is the answer. Because if they did, the contract they gave him last year, the extension they gave him, would have looked a lot different. They wouldn't have been able to get out after 2 years. You know, this is a organization, ownership there already. Now, it was with this group. They declined to pick up Daniel Jones's fifth-year option on the rookie deal. Do you think the Giants are in play for a quarterback at six?
Yep.
You think they should be?
Yep.
I figured that part.
Should have never paid Daniel Jones.
I think more and more, and so the Cardinals draft at four. So Bears, Caleb is done. I don't think anybody's really debating that anymore. What Washington does at two, what Drake does, what New England does at three. The only teams we believe are not interested in quarterback. For the Cardinals, they have Kyler Murray, even though Mike Tannenbaum's throwing crazy stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
Five, the Chargers, they have Justin Herbert. I don't know if you've had friends or people reach out to you with this. I've had about a billion people text me, if Harbaugh loves JJ so much, maybe he'll trade Herbert.
No.
I want to be clear. I don't see that scenario unfolding at all. You have a proven commodity in the NFL.
Yes.
Now, we can debate how good Herbert is or whatever, but dude can sling it, and he's proven it in the pros.
Totally agree.
You're not backing off that.
Nah, I don't think so.
It's probably a big—
I think Harbaugh went to L.A. to the Chargers because they had Herbert.
I agree. So I think we got to collectively chill with that. Harbaugh hyping up his own guy at the pro day— about the pro day shouldn't be a surprise. That's how he operates. Like, he describes things in grandiose terms. And I, talking to a bunch of people, the rise of J.J. McCarthy, I think, is real. I don't know that it guarantees he's going two or five or whatever, mm-hmm. but I think he's certainly the fourth quarterback off the board. Could be, I wouldn't rule out second or third.
McCarthy?
I don't think that happens, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I do think the Giants are in play, though, man. And I don't— – that was more of a question. And then you've got Denver, Vegas, Minnesota, maybe even New Orleans. Watch Vegas. They want Daniels. If they make a move, it's because they think they can get to Daniels. So how high do they have to go? And guess who's sitting at number two? Mm-hmm. Us. Look at us right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, we got Andrew Marchand joining the show at 12:30.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.